The bending of the star-forming main sequence traces the cold-to-hot accretion transition mass over zero by E. Dadi et al. We analyze measurements of the evolving stellar mass M0 at which the bending of the star-forming main sequence MS occurs over 0.14, for which we propose a revision in agreement with latest simulations. We hence argue that the MS bending is primarily due to the lessening of cold accretion causing a reduction in available cold gas in galaxies and supports predictions of gas feeding theory. In particular, the rapidly rising MO with redshift at Z greater than 1 is confirming evidence for the cold stream scenario. In this picture, a progressive fueling reduction rather than its sudden suppression in halos more massive than M-shock, M-stream produces a nearly constant star formation rate in galaxies with stellar masses larger than MO, and not their quenching, for which other physical processes are thus required. Compared to the Ni M asterisk in the stellar mass function of galaxies, M0 is significantly lower at Z2, suggesting that the imprint of gas deprivation on the distribution of galaxy masses happened at early times, Z greater than 1.5 to 2. The typical mass at which galaxies inside the MS become bulge-dominated evolves differently from MO, consistent with the idea that bulge formation is a distinct process from the phasing out of cold accretion. This was the bending of the star-forming main sequence traces the cold-to-hot accretion transition mass over zero by E. Dadi et al.